Rich black soil is sometimes called what?
Humus.
And a low, it doesn't have to necessarily be low-lying, but a large grassland is sometimes called a
prairie.
Or something starts with an M. Song, there's a tree in the
meadow.
And a low-lying land that has water in it all the time. That's a
valley.
Or, but it has a lot of water in it. And it's a
swamp.
And a similar type thing around along a lake. Reeds and rushes, you know, and they hunt ducks there.
Anyway, as long as we understand.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. How about something like a swamp?
Mama, I'm going riding.
Sure.
I gotta get her straight.
Do you have a name for something like a swamp along a lake? Would you have a different name for it for along a lake? I think you'd still call it a swamp. Okay. How about a small freshwater stream?
Could it be a
smaller than a river?
And you said not a lake.
No, smaller than a river. It's like a kind of a stream.
Could it be a pool? Would be
no, it's more something that the water runs in it. For instance, something that starts with a C.
A canal.
All right, CR. There's one around here. It's called Salt. Salt.
Creek.
And names of other streams and rivers in the Chicago area.
Aside from a river, a lake.
No, stream. Naming the rivers too.
Oh, you want the name of the river?
Yeah.
Calumet River. Des Plaines River.
And the one in the city? The one right in the city.
You mean a lake or?
No, the river right
the river?
In the city.
Chicago River.
A name for a high high point of land.
A hill?
And higher than that.
Mountain.
Now you used the word prairie before for a large expanse of grassland. Would you ever use that? Just let's say no one lived next door to you, and it was and there were weeds growing out there. Just one room for one house. Would you ever call that a prairie?
No, we'd call that a vacant lot.
Okay. You never use the word prairie for just a vacant lot or two.
Not in the city,
no.
Not too much.
The word prairie refers only in your mind to a large expanse of land. A place where ships stop and freight is unloaded.
Harbor.
The thing that they pull up to, though. In San Francisco, there's one called Fisherman's
Wharf.
And any other names you can think of that? And there's another in Chicago, there's University of